ओम शांति। टुडे इज मंडे 7th May 2018। टुडे इज ब्लेसिंग इज मे यू बी फ्री फ्रॉम वरी एंड परफॉर्म एवरी टास्क इफिशियंटली एंड सक्सेसफुली एज अ कर्म योगी। सम चिल्ड्रन हैव द वरीज ऑफ अर्निंग मनी टू सस्टेन देयर फैमिली बट दोज हु वरी कैन नेवर बी सक्सेसफुल इन अर्निंग। पुट योर वरी असाइड एंड परफॉर्म एवरी एक्शन एज अ कर्म योगी फॉर वेर देर इज योगा एनी टास्क वुड बी अकम्प्लिश्ड इफिशियंटली एंड सक्सेसफुली। इफ यू रिसीव मनी अर्न्ड विथ वरी इट विल क्रिएट मोर वरी वेर एज इफ यू अर्न हैप्पीली बाय बींग योग युक्त इट विल ब्रिंग हैप्पीनेस बिकॉज एज इज द सीड सो इज द फ्रूट दैट इमर्जेस। सो बाबा इज टॉकिंग अबाउट अर्निंग टूडे। If you earn with lot of worry, stress and tension, all the money that will come will also carry with it all the stress and all the tension. There would be always a feeling of dissatisfaction because you are running and running and running after money and then trying to earn something. But whatever handful you are earning, that also is fraught with stress and tension and those vibrations. That money, that income, that salary, that profit never brings peace of mind, happiness of mind. So what is the point in earning such a money? There was one American philosopher once upon a time, Joshua Lipman. He has written in his autobiography, he said that when he was youth, a lad of 20 or 21, that time he had made a list of things he want to earn in life. What he wants: a good wife, house, money, prestige, wealth, and name, fame, and so many things in the society. All these things, he made a huge list of things that he want to earn in his life. And he was making it sure that all things are included, otherwise he should not repent at the end of his life. But he thought there was an old man who was a wise, sagacious old man in his town. He thought, let me show this list to that old man if he wants to make any addition, because he has written almost everything, whatever that is required for a good, happy life: house, wealth, money, wife, children, everything. This is the list which I need. So he went to that man, the old man, and he showed him, this is my list. And this is the things I want to achieve in my life. Do you think anything is missing, or do you want to add anything, or do you want to subtract anything? So that old man takes a pen and he scratches everything. He said nothing is important. And he just writes one word, one line: peace of mind. This is what is required. If you have this, you will have everything. If you don't have this, you don't have anything. So that is the crux of life. And that's why Joshua Lipman has written his autobiography and he named it as Peace of Mind. And that was once upon a time world famous book. Peace of Mind. You have everything: world, worldly name, worldly fame, worldly glory, worldly wealth, worldly income and everything. But in spite of having all the paraphernalia of the world, you are still empty. There is a vacuum within. There is a feeling of loneliness, a feeling of being distraught at things. And person is frustrated. So that's why Baba is saying, don't be so mad after earning money that earned money brings you unhappiness. Even whilst earning, what is the real income that you need to know? First of all, tell me, what is the difference between income and salary? What is the difference between income and kamai, whatever? What is income? Income is sum total of all the things. Income is here. Income means, income includes salary, profit. Income includes whatever rent you got, bhada, whatever you got. Income is sum total of everything. Stipend, everything you sum together. And then what is known, that is known as income. It also includes whatever that is negated, what is subtracted from the total, that is lost. So that is the income. So Baba is saying, you pay more attention to the imperishable income. All other incomes, they would stay for you with you for a very short time. They will not stay with you for long. So all focus should be on the imperishable income, not on the perishable income. So whilst earning, perform every action as a karma yogi, not with that stress and what with that tension. And why person is stressed? Because he wants to earn more, he wants to earn more. This entire wild goose chase for earning, even in the worldly life, even in the spiritual life, wherever one is, the moment the focus goes on earning, the moment the focus goes on the figure, disturbance starts. Why it is not like that? Comparison starts, jealousy starts. Others are not working and getting more, we are working more and getting less. So all this comparison starts, because money itself brings some disturbances the moment we are attached or possessed to that money. So that's why Baba is saying, work as a karma yogi. But work, don't even give up the work. That working is very important. It's not that if you give up the work and you sit down in samadhi in some cave. Not like that. You work, you earn, that is needed. But stay detached. Stay karma yogi. Just as a child is there and he sees other children flying kites. So he says, Papa, I want a kite. So his papa takes him and gets him a kite. And he starts flying that kite. Okay? So the child says, a very beautiful logical thing he says. He says, see, the kite is going so far away. But this thread is an obstacle. Because of this thread, now it is not going further away. Should I cut this thread? Because now this can go even farther away. I can see that the kite is willing to fly up, to soar up. But because of this thread, it is not going up. So Papa, should I cut the thread? Papa says, okay, cut. So he cuts the thread. For some time, the kite flies up, soars higher. But after some time, it comes and falls down in some unknown terrace somewhere of some house. So he says, why it is like that? That for some time only the kite flew up and then it fell down. So his papa explains him, it is because of the thread only that it was flying high. It is not by cutting that thread that you would be able to fly high. Some people say that because of this work I cannot give more time to spirituality. There should be Sunday every time. A month of Sundays. That's a proverb in English, a month of Sundays. But the value of Sunday is because you are working for 6 days. The value of evening yoga is because you are whole day engaged in your karma yoga. Otherwise that Numasham yoga will become an ordinary affair. Because you are not doing anything otherwise also. Whole day also you are having ordinary stage. The importance of shade is because you have been walking in the scorching heat of the sun. So all this karma yoga, all this seva, all this our mind getting occupied with all the seva thing, because of these things there is an attraction for yoga. Because of the noise there is an attraction for silence. So noise is not against silence. Seva is not against yoga. Because of that only you remain so busy. That's why there is an attraction to seek solitude, silence. Just imagine a person who doesn't do anything, no service. He has ample of time to study all the Avyakta Murlis, but you will find that he will hardly feel concentrated. And the person who is busy and he has a very limited time, just study. Very short time, 5 minutes he has to study something. I studied next day, Sunday's Avyakta Murli just now. 5 minutes I read. Only 5 minutes. It's not about that. It's about the focus. It's about the concentration. It's not that you keep on reading this book 10 times then you understand. Read it only once. But read it with the utmost concentration. Read it just like the laser beams are falling on that magnifying glass and the paper burns. Bring that highest amount of concentration. And that will come when your mind is other time also engaged in some other things. It's not that all the time you are reading this. Baba has never said. Baba said day before yesterday, read Murli in the morning for 1 hour and evening revise it. Be careful. That is what you have to do. Be careful. You have to take bath twice because royal people take twice bath twice a day. So you also do this Gyan Snan twice a day. So in the similar manner, if you keep on doing whole day Gyan Snan, do you ever remain in the bathroom whole day? Nagaraj bhai, you don't have to remain in the bathroom and taking bath whole day because others are also there. There's one 60-year-old gentleman, he goes to the psychiatrist and he says, please help my father. He says, what happened? He says, my father is 80-year-old. I am 60-year-old. And he is suffering from some what nonsensical things. He keeps on taking bath whole day. And what he does, he sits in the bathtub whole day and keeps on playing with the toys there. So the doctor, psychiatrist says, what is the problem? He's an old man, no? Let him sit in the bathroom and play in the bathtub. So this gentleman, 60 years, says, but when I will play then? When I will sit in the bathtub? If he will only keep on sitting in the bathtub, I also have to sit. And I also want to play. So both are suffering from something. So twice a day, whole day remain busy. Whether it is earning money, whether it is helping somebody, whether it is service, whether it is karma yoga, or whether it is departmental service, whatever, but you have to stay busy. All those who have decided to give up service and focus only on Gyan Yoga, and most of them are not here. Or some have developed upper story problems. So, earn money but with peace, with love, with state of being Karma Yogi, and sustain the family. And this is how you remain happy. So this is today's blessing. Om Shanti.